The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world. Bowl games have started. The Warriors have started a new streak. And oh yeah, lots and lots of NFL action. And man, oh man, it just is unbelievable. This is a great time of year. Obviously, the holiday times are always fun, but sports are definitely in full throttle at this point. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man?
Good morning. Anytime I can watch football all weekend is a good weekend by me. Meaningless bowl games, meaningless NFL action on Saturday night. It doesn't get any better than this. I love the holidays. I love the weekend, and I love football, man.
Meaningless for the Dallas Cowboys, but not so meaningless for the New York Jets, who are still trying to work their way into a playoff picture. So, you know what? At the end of the day, man, this is what we love, right? I mean, we love talking sports. We love talking playoff football. We love talking about the Bulls and what's to come. This is really just a great time in sports, Jeff. It really is.
No doubt about it.
A lot going on today. We all know that. Just so much happening on our program. In a little bit, we're going to be joined by John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in Major League Baseball. And we may have to talk some hockey with that guy today. We've kind of let it slip by so far, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. You know what happens on the ice? You don't really think about it until March, April, May. But, you know, it's a good season, and there's a lot of good things happening there.
You know, funny story real quick
before Santa Claus makes a trip down your chimney, make sure he isn't going to arrive to a smoky mess. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share an easy way to clean the soot from your fireplace around right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. I've never seen a well-used fireplace that doesn't have soot stains surrounding the firebox. Whether you have bricks, stone, tile, or marble, here's an easy way to remove that mess. First of all, protecting the surrounding area is important, so cover the floor with plastic or a drop cloth. Get a bucket of warm water, a sponge, and a bowl with 1 cup of trisodium phosphate, or TSP. Dip the sponge in warm water, wring out the excess, then dampen the surround. Add just enough water to the TSP to make a soft paste and coat the surface of the surround. Let it sit there for 5 or 10 minutes, then use a sponge or stiff bristle brush to scrub it clean. Once you rinse it all with clean water, your fireplace will be as shiny as Rudolph's nose. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can join us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Again, tons and tons of things going on in the sports world. Jeff, let me ask you this real quickly. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but the Milwaukee Bucks get the victory over the Golden State Warriors the other night, making them 24-1. Then we hear about them going out late night in L.A. before the game against the Los Angeles Lakers. So you're playing the best team in the league by far on a Saturday. Then you're going to cross the country to Los Angeles to play the Lakers first. Then you have the Clippers. Then you play the Golden State Warriors again, and then you finish up with the Phoenix Suns. My point is that rubbed me the wrong way about how this team went out there and played a fantastic game against the best, and then they lay an egg against the worst. You know, you beat the best, then you follow it up and lose to the worst. And at the end of the day, look, man, it's one game. It doesn't mean a lot, but it meant something more to me in the sense of take pride in your work, know what your role is as a professional athlete, and give more respect to yourselves and everybody that you're actually going out there and working for. And what I'm talking about is it was a TMZ deal after everything's said and done, and they're showing the Milwaukee Bucks out at strip clubs, and not everybody, so I don't want to throw everybody under the bus, but four guys on the team are out, you know, till 2, 3, 4 in the morning, the day of a game day, and that really didn't sit with me too well after going out and making a statement by beating the Golden State Warriors.
It doesn't sit well with me either. Okay. You know, this is a team that's been disappointing, and you wonder where their priorities are. You know, on the one hand, what it is from the Bucks' point of view is that it's unacceptable. You have to respect your game. You know, you have to respect your craft a lot more than that, especially since you've been struggling. I mean, that Golden State game doesn't make all the problems that they've had over the first 25 games go away. I mean, they're still going to have to deal with that, and they still are dealing with that. On the other hand, you know what, TMZ? I guess, you know, people like what you do, but there is just too much out there. You know, we're following Johnny Manziel to a bar where he doesn't drink all night, and then we have to write 4 paragraphs that he didn't do anything just to fill the bandwidth and get the clicks. I don't care for that line of journalism, but You know, if you have any interest in the Milwaukee Bucks, you really have to question where this team wants to be and what they're doing this for. It seems like they're just collecting paychecks and going out and having fun when they can.
Yeah, and look, my big issue, to be honest with you, Jeff, isn't the fact that they're going to a strip club. Because you know what? At the end of the day, they're grown men. They can do what they want.
It used to be sanctioned. You know, back in like the 80s and early 90s, the cabarets used to be sanctuary. You know, the reporters didn't follow them in. The people left them alone. And just where we're at in 2015, you've got, you know, the cell phone journalism, you know, yes, the crowdsourcing and all of that. And you know, it just doesn't mean anything to me. And I wish that people would overcome it because obviously somebody's watching that crap.
Look, the bottom line is this, is again, here's where my problem is. I don't have a problem with them going to a strip club. I have a problem with them being out till 4 a.m. That's my problem. They can do what they want. Would it be something that I would do to bond with my teammates? No. I'd probably take my teammates out for dinner and drinks, and then that would be the night. I don't need to get wild and go crazy at a strip club till 4 a.m. But ultimately, man, it's a letdown in the sense of you go out and you do something really great by beating a team that's undefeated. And then you go out and lose to the worst team. And you don't just lose. You get blown out by about 20 points. And then my point is this, is that then they follow it up. They go to Golden State, play another great game against Golden State the other day. But at the end of the game, tempers kind of heated up a little bit. And you know what? I'm thinking on one end, you know what? Golden State is upset about the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks are the team that broke their streak. They're sitting there and they're absolutely pissed off about this. They're saying to themselves, how in the world do we lose to those guys, this joke of a team in Milwaukee? And to be quite honest with you, we struggle with them here at home. But
yeah,
we're a ball club than them. And I think that at the end of the game, they had just so many things on their mind about the Bucks losing that streak and the shirts of 24-1 when their own crowd made a mockery of it and did the 10-18 thing. Look, the 24-1 thing was genius. I'm sorry. I really think that was genius. And it's not just because I'm a Milwaukee Bucks guy. But the bottom line is very disappointing on the Milwaukee Bucks end as to how they present themselves and represent themselves. Here's the comparison, Jeff. Do you think that the Golden State Warriors were out partying and celebrating each and every victory, or not even so, when they got to 20 or whatever it was? Do you think that they decided, hey, we need a bonding moment, guys. Let's get out to a strip club and hang out and whatnot and get our mind off of what we're doing and not be focused about our job? Do you think that that was anywhere in their thought process at all?
No. No, obviously it wasn't. You know, they got caught red-handed doing what they were doing,
and that's my point, though. See, so when people say to me, and I had an argument with this joker on my Facebook page about this nonsense, and to me it was like this guy was taking the other side just to take the other side. I don't know who in the world thinks that this is a good way to go about handling your business, being out till 4 a.m. On a game day and whatnot. A lot of this stuff, man, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's not the way I handle myself. I don't know how any professional can go out and party until 4 a.m, unless that's your job to go out and do that. How do you perform at your job the next day?
No, you don't. But you know what? From a basketball perspective, this was really interesting. You know, that they rematched the Warriors a week and a half after ending their infamous streak to start the season. And I think that, you know, if you consider the fact that the Warriors really wanted to get that pound of flesh from the Milwaukee Bucks, the Bucks were spiraling the entire West Coast trip, and that they hung around with them, I think it's a testament to what the Bucks could be. And, you know, it might suggest a little bit what the Warriors aren't. And, you know, that might be a 73-9 or better mark. I mean, you know, it's going to be easy to talk about it until they drop 5 or 6 games. You know, they drop, you know, 3 out of 10, 4 out of 10. But I'll tell you what, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks continue to impress me on the nights that they show up. But you can't really pick and choose when you show up at this level.
Yeah, and if you've had two signature wins, let's be honest, Cleveland on a back-to-back night for them, where they played overtime, I think, or at least overtime in the game against the Bucks, and then Golden State coming off of a double overtime game in Boston and the seventh game of a seven-game road trip. So, look, man, schedules sometimes are really great, but at the end of the day, you do have to go out there and execute, and you have to play, and you got to make plays, but I just was really disappointed as a guy that grew up watching this team and knowing that this is not what Sidney Moncrief would have done, or Paul Pressey, or Marcus Johnson, or Terry Cummings, or Jack Sikma. I can go on, okay? This just isn't Jay Humphries. This isn't how these guys represented the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day. And this is a poor excuse for how athletes take their job these days, man. I'm very disappointed, and I think you can tell in the way that I'm talking about this. It really hit me wrong. And that comment that guy made really hit me wrong, too, on my page, because to me, that was a guy being lazy. When he was throwing the things at me about being lazy and this and that and the other. No, man, you were being lazy. You were taking the road of being on the player's side instead of being on the right side, which is know your job, know your role, be a professional, and do your best that you can. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. That's it on my rant for that, Jeff, on the Milwaukee Bucks. But on the other side, we're going to hook up with none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports. Talk some baseball. We'll have to get a little bit of that hockey in there as well. So keep it close, everybody. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Now she's with one of my good time buddies. They're drinking in some cross town bar.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Tons and tons going on. Love Rush in the background. That means one thing. Heading out to Canada to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, what's up, man?
Not much, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you this morning?
No complaints. It's been a lot colder here than we would like, but you know what? Got to take the good with the bad every now and again, and you know we'll do our week or 2 weeks of time that we have with this thing called winter here in the Valley of the Sun. But it's no joke having to scrape your windows in the morning if you leave your car outside. And the only thing we're missing is snow, but Flagstaff, Sedona, those places, they definitely got dumped on quite a bit. So we're into the holiday spirit here, John.
Well, that's always good news. And if you're not getting any snow, but a little bit of cooler air, I guess that's not a bad thing to have to tolerate, because I've never known anybody who had to shovel cold air. So be thankful that it's not snowing and you're not up in Flag or Sedona.
Hey, John, I haven't been doing any shoveling, but I've sure been busy cleaning up all this confetti, celebrating the Mike Napoli, Rajay Davis, and Joe Thatcher signing by my Cleveland Indians.
Well, you know, when I sit and look at those deals, I don't think they're bad deals in terms of what the Indians have to spend and the holes that they want to fill. And let's face it, the strength of the Indians is that pitching staff, and if they can sort of build around that pitching staff and fill in here and there with some short-term contracts for proven players while the rest of the farm system continues to develop, and maybe there's a couple more Francisco Lindors down there in the farm system that in a couple of years they won't need the Napolis and the Thatchers and so on and so forth. So and the Rajay Davises, maybe those guys are just sort of short-term fill-in, stopgap fill-ins, if you will. I don't disagree with it, frankly, given what the Indians already have in the cupboard and the fact that they've got some holes to fill.
Absolutely. No, good points. Very, very, very well said, John. Hey, let me ask you this. Right now, in your humble opinion, who is the guy that will be the next big signing in Major League Baseball?
Well, I guess the obvious target would be Chris Davis, and I'm finding that a little puzzling that he hasn't found a home on one hand. On the other hand, I can kind of see why he hasn't found a home. He's a first baseman who his primary strength is power. He's not great defensively. He's not great as an average hitter. He's very much a left-handed pull hitter. So you put all of those things together and say, okay, who can afford to pay this guy? Who's a contender? Who has room for somebody at first base that, you know, 3 years down the road may start to age a little bit? I mean, we all know that power is the one sort of characteristic that age. It tends to age a little bit more quickly, perhaps, other than speed. So he's kind of limited where he can go. I wonder if he's perhaps overpriced himself, and the fact that the Orioles, which to me were always the logical place for him to go back to, the Orioles now have withdrawn their offer. So, you know, maybe he's overplayed his hand, and it'll be interesting to see. But I think he's probably the last of the so-called big names that are out there, and I'm not so sure that we'll see anything now until after the new year, certainly not until after the next week's holidays.
Hey, John, with what the Diamondbacks have been able to do, are you surprised that we haven't seen the Dodgers be a little bit more, I don't know what the word really is at this point, more active, I guess?
Yeah. On the one hand, I am, because the Giants have supposedly improved themselves on paper with adding a couple of quality pitchers. And the Diamondbacks have clearly done the same thing with Greinke and signing the other pitchers. But the Dodgers, I guess they've got that huge payroll, and you have to wonder just how much they want to spend. I think the number I saw this week was that their portion of the luxury tax was about $43 million. You know, that's a lot of money to pay simply for carrying it around. But, you know, you look at their their current payroll. And to me, there's a lot of weak links on that team. It's a very unbalanced, poorly structured team for the amount of money that they would appear to be committed to. So I would have to think that we're going to see some moves in Dodgerland fairly soon, and whether they will be free agent signings to counter what the Giants and the Diamondbacks have done, or whether they will be trades to try and rebuild the farm system and perhaps go that way, I guess only time will tell. But my feeling is that the Dodgers have to start looking at this another way rather than becoming the old-time Yankees West and just solving every problem by writing a check.
Agree.
Hey, John, when you look up the National League West, you go up the coast to San Francisco there. Obviously, they make a big splash with the Cueto and Samardzija signings. With the Dodgers, it's been a question of chemistry. Do you fear that, San Francisco trying to piecemeal too much together? And, I use that term lightly because obviously we're talking nine figures here with all these contracts. But, is there a concern about chemistry up in the Bay Area with Bruce Bochy's squad?
Well, it's an interesting question, Jeff, because the Giants do seem to be built in a rather unusual way. I mean, they've got that great core of young players, Brandon Bolt, Posey, Hunter Pence is not a young man anymore, but he's certainly still a veteran in the prime of his career. They just signed Crawford to a big contract at shortstop. And, of course, they've got Bumgarner to build a pitching staff around, and they have kind of been trying to piecemeal the rest of it. But when your five basic players, your core five, let's call them, are that strong and you're paying that kind of money, you can't afford to waste that talent and the prime years of those players' careers. So it would make sense to me that they have to fill in with the Cuetos and the Samardzijas and guys like that. I don't see the Giants being too far out of it. When you can put guys like Crawford and Bolt and Posey in the lineup every day, you're going to be a contender regardless of what else you have on the field.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, breaking down what's happening in Major League Baseball. Even though they're not on the fields right now, tons of things happening off the field. Hey, let's shift gears and talk a little hockey, which is actually on the ice right now. And funny story, I saw this picture of a friend of mine who has a pool, lives in Minnesota right now, and his pool is completely frozen over. So his kids are playing hockey on the pool, which is just pure awesomeness, if you ask me. Just something you can only do in places like Minnesota or Wisconsin where there's a lot of cold weather. But all the jokes aside right now, Montreal, the big boys in the Eastern Conference, what are your feelings so far, John?
Well, the Canadiens seem to be hitting a bit of a wall. They've lost three in a row. They're 2-7-1 in their last 10, and all of a sudden they find themselves 5 points behind the Washington Capitals, and the Capitals are running fast in the other direction. They're 8-1-1 in their last 10, and they've won four in a row. Canadiens, they're a pretty strong team, and they've been a good, solid team for a number of years now, last 3 to 4 for sure. But you have to get back to this issue of goaltender Carey Price. Last year was the MVP in the league, was the Canadian goalie on the gold medal Olympic team, recently won a big honor in Canada, the Lou Marsh Trophy, which is for the best Canadian athlete, Lou Marsh being the former sports editor of the Toronto Star, a daily newspaper here in Toronto, and that's a coveted honor as well. But Price has been hurt twice this season. Perhaps he came back a little bit too early. The talk now is that he's going to be out on this stint, I believe, 4 to 6 weeks, and I think he's about 10 days into that stint. So Canadians probably realizing now just how important Carey Price is, and it wouldn't surprise me to see the Canadians fall a little bit further down. The Rangers and the Islanders, and to some extent the Boston Bruins, are right on their tail. So I think over the next 3 to 4 weeks, while Price is still out, the Canadians have got their work cut out for them, and A, they'll have to keep up with Washington, and B, they'll have to keep the Rangers, Islanders, and Bruins at bay. So they've got some challenges ahead of them in the near future, that's for sure.
I was going to say, Washington and Dallas, both the top third respective divisions, and obviously Dallas right now with the most points of everybody in the league.
Yeah, Dallas has come out of the gate very quickly. They've done very well in what I believe is the strongest of the four divisions. the Central Division in the Western Conference. I believe that's where the best cluster of teams is. That's probably a little bit like the National Central in baseball. You've got three or four really good teams in that division. And in the Central Division, you've got Dallas, St. Louis, Minnesota, the Blackhawks. I mean, even Winnipeg, which is right now sitting outside of a playoff spot, they're not the worst team in the league. And they're sitting ninth in the Western Conference. So that's a pretty strong division. But Dallas has come out like gangbusters, scoring lots of goals, 114 goals so far, the most in the league. And general manager Jim Nill and head coach Lindy Ruff have done a pretty good job in rebuilding a team that two or three years ago looked like it was just stifling.
Hey, John, really appreciate you taking time out. I know you got a curling match today, so enjoy it, have fun, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. And since this is our last show before the holiday season, I'd like to wish the two of you and Scott and all others associated with the show, as well as all our listeners, a Merry Christmas. And for those who celebrate a holiday other than Christmas at this time of year, all the best for their own holiday season.
Appreciate it. John Poulter, a professor of sports who joins us each and every week. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to get into something going on in the sports world. So hang tight and see what it is. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Music is a gift like no other. And this weekend at Guitar Center, with the best selection of gear and the season's best deals, it's yours to give. Surprise them with an Epiphone Les Paul or Fender acoustic guitar for just $99 each. Put a wireless vocal mic under the tree for just $29. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $199. Or pick them up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. We'll help you give them their favorite gift this year, in-store and online at Guitar Center.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T, based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40, and we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Buy or lease the hottest Samsung Galaxy smartphones and get a free 32-inch LED Samsung TV. Don't wait. Offer ends December 24th. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/free Samsung TV.
Speed claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Actual download speeds may vary by location, device capability, offer coverage not available everywhere, or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee, credit valid for it. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. TV after online rebate subject to terms.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now, like wool blend and down coats for her and him, 60% off. Take 50% off men's and women's sweaters. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on select fine jewelry. Cold weather boots for her, now 50% off. Take 25 to 30% off plus a $50 mail-in rebate on KitchenAid mixers. Plus get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Doors open at 8 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the one you love some lame, boring gift like jewelry or toys or a new car or any other junk. No, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly, a KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat, popcorn, chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It is the perfect gift for that important person in your life who gets hungry right around lunchtime. Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Couple of misfits from Christmas Town, and now we'd like to live here.
You're the silent type.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, let's get into some NFL stuff. And there's so much things that are still to be determined when you think about what's going on in the NFL and, what do the Denver Broncos do about Brock Osweiler and Peyton Manning. I mean, looking at that from the last few weeks, you'd say to yourself, well, you know, Brock has this thing under wraps, but truth be told, you know what? Peyton Manning is still Peyton Manning, and I think people are a little too quick to step on people and say they're done maybe before they're really done. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. It's easy to jump the gun. Change always makes things different. A lot of it's interpreted as change, you know, different is always better. It doesn't always work out that way. I think that we keep this conversation really simple by saying Peyton Manning is not ready to go yet and that it's not a decision. It's a necessity to continue to go forward with Brock Osweiler as the quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. I mean, look, he had three games where he kind of took the league by storm to a certain degree. But the longer you're out there, the book is out about you, you know, and teams start to watch more film. They start to see your tendencies and you're not as great or as big of a mystery, if you will, once guys kind of get a look at you, you know, so.
Well, it's different than Major League Baseball. You know, you get these kids you call up in September in Major League Baseball, and they're a mystery to a lot of these, you know, veteran pitchers. And they'll tear up the league, and they might help their team out a playoff run. And then 3-4 years down the road, you're looking for, you know, what they've done in their career since that hot start. And it's cooled down. It takes a lot less time to get there in the NFL. It takes maybe 120 minutes of game tape for teams to really see what you're about. And seasoned defensive coordinators are going to do exactly what the Oakland Raiders did to Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that we know how that is, too. Let's be honest. When you have division rivalries, and that's something to kind of talk about a little bit when you think about it. Division rivalries, man, are always more difficult, you know. So when, for instance, you have the Green Bay Packers who whoop up on the Bears and the Vikings and Detroit, and they've been whooping up on them for 20 years, okay? That's just the way it goes, and you kind of expect to win those games every time you play them. But when the Bears and the Vikings wind up shocking you at home, people are down on your team and saying, well, you're losing to these guys. Well, those guys know you better than anybody. And I think that more than anything was the reason why the Raiders were able to beat the Broncos, you know, along with the fact that they don't have Peyton Manning in there for them. And, you know, Brock is Brock, but he's also a younger guy and he's got to learn his way through the league. So I'm not surprised that when you have division matchups that the lesser team in many cases is able to come out with being the victor. And I don't think people should be that surprised about it, Jeff.
Do you think that that's more of an advantage with intra-division games in the NFL than it is with intra-conference games in college football? I mean, you know, the fact that you do see this team mandatory twice every year versus, you know, seeing them once a year in every sport that, you know, like you do, like you get in college, is the familiarity more of a factor with NFL teams facing their three division rivals twice per season?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say tremendously different. You know, you not only that, it's years and years and years of seeing that team play too. So, and you're right, you play them once at home, you play them once on the road. So you're familiar with the surroundings no matter what, a lot more so than, you know, if you're in the NFC and you're playing an AFC team, the only time you really see them is the Super Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think that that plays a huge factor. And I think that that was part of the reason. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you can only be dominant for so long, and you're going to beat people up and whatnot, like the Packers have over the Lions and Bears and Vikings. But every now and then, they're going to come up on you. And I guess my point to this whole thing is, when you look at records, okay, you say to yourself, the New England Patriots are 11-2. They're a great football team. Cincinnati, 10-3 without Dalton. Who knows what's going to happen to them? The Colts are 6-7, tied with Houston, and that's a pretty sad division. Denver playing okay in the absence of Peyton Manning, obviously 10-3. Kansas City, 8-5, whatever. My point of the matter is what I'm trying to say here is that sometimes these records don't read too much into them. And I think people get caught up in the fact of Carolina's undefeated or the Patriots are running through everybody. And now they've got a couple losses. So now what does that do to the AFC? Look, the bottom line is the Patriots are just fine. When Tom Brady gets his weapons back, that's a dangerous football team. We all know that. And I guess where I'm going with this, Jeff, is when you look at the Packers and that record that they have and the losses that they have to the couple of teams like the Bears and the Vikings that they don't usually have, they're right there in that same conversation as the Carolinas, as the Patriots, as the Cincinnati Bengals, and as the Denver Broncos. But because they have a couple of strange losses that they don't have year in and year out, people are all down on the Green Bay Packers. Whereas I have never given up my thought as to saying this is a Super Bowl team. I'm sticking with it, Jeff. I still think they're a Super Bowl team that has yet to hit their stride, and we'll see what happens come January.
How do you respond to the assertion that the Packers, you know, don't play enough defense? They're not physical enough to play January football with, you know, the top 12 teams in the National Football League. I see their defense play, and they, you know, they have their moments, you know, they have their lapses for sure. But I don't know that I would dismiss the physicality of the Green Bay Packers as it pertains to hanging with the playoff teams in the NFC.
Yeah, and that's my point. I mean, you know, we talk about schedules and all that stuff. You know, at the end of the day, as far as I know. The Packers have the third toughest schedule in the NFL. They played Carolina, they played Denver, they played Seattle, they played Kansas City, they played Minnesota. I'm just naming five teams right now.
And they're going to have to play the Cardinals here.
And they're going to have to play the Cardinals. There's six teams that have themselves winning records. My point is when you look at their schedule and you look at what they've been through without Jordy Nelson and these younger receivers that Aaron Rodgers is bringing along throughout the year. Maybe
the absence of Nelson has cost them games.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
There's a trust factor that Rodgers doesn't have with really anybody else on the team, and that includes Cobb, which I think is a little bit sad. I think that if I was going to badmouth the Packers, I'd talk about why doesn't A-Rod have the chemistry with everybody else like he had it with Nelson.
You know what? Because, man, Jordy Nelson could just do special things out there. And when you have the ability to break away from defenders like he does, there's something special about that, something unique. And you're seeing the problem with those other guys on the field that can't break away. They can't get free. And Rodgers looks pretty pedestrian a lot of weeks because of it. So having that one special guy that can do things that other guys can't on the field makes a huge difference. Like you're saying, without Jordy, the dynamic is just totally different. It makes Randall Cobb not as good. It makes Montgomery, it makes everybody not as good because of that one guy and the dynamic that he brought to that offense. And another thing is that running game. You know what? I've always thought you need to have a good running game when it comes time for late in the season, playoff time. You got to be able to maintain the ball. You got to be able to keep the clock going for you guys. You got to be able to kill the clock at certain points. And when Eddie Lacy and James Starks are running together, that's as dangerous as any duo, if not more dangerous than any duo in the NFL, Jeff.
Well, I don't know if it's as dangerous as any duo. I think that it's good enough. to get the Packers through some of their passing woes, some of their woes within the receiving core, and they have to do things a little bit differently. They knew that they were going to have to adjust. I think it's a testament to what Mike McCarthy's been able to do. You know, even though there's been, it seems like there's a little bit of a tug of war with play calling with Tom Clements there, but I think that to survive those strange losses, and now they're playing physical football teams, even if they're not very great, even if they're not great football teams, Dallas Cowboys, the Oakland Raiders, the Denver Broncos, those teams all play real physical defense. So this regular season is good preparation for the postseason and what we're going to see from the Packers in January, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and I'll tell you this. I think that there are, let's say, four teams in the NFC that I think have a legitimate shot to represent in the NFC for the Super Bowl, and that's Carolina. That's Seattle. They always seem to play well at this time of the year. Obviously, the Cardinals. And on the outside, I think the Packers. I think the winner of the East is terrible. And then the Vikings or whoever winds up getting that final wild card spot, they don't have a legitimate shot either. So I think there's four teams in the NFC that have a legitimate shot, depending on how health and other things happen, obviously the rest of the way, have a legitimate shot to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. On the other side, I look at it and I honestly say I think you're looking at pretty much the Patriots. I guess you got to say Cincinnati, but we just don't know.
I don't think you do.
Well, I was going to say, but we just don't know because of Andy Dalton. And look, I think the Steelers are dangerous, man.
Well, you know that A.J. McCarron and Andy Dalton and Andy Dorf and Jeff Rich all have the same number of playoff wins as a starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, and I haven't even had a chance to do it.
Right.
So the point being, I totally get what you're saying, man. Look, the bottom line is in prime time, Andy Dalton doesn't really perform. But with that being said, I mean, record-wise, you have to throw him in there. And, a lot of people thought maybe this is the year that Cincinnati could get over the hump and make some noise. But I'll tell you what, man, look out for Pittsburgh. That's a dangerous offense. Big Ben is as good as anybody when playoff time comes. We know how he's been able to put teams on his back before, and they ride his coattails all the way to the Super Bowl. So don't be surprised if Pittsburgh makes a nice run, Jeff. I really like them coming into the playoffs.
As a lifelong Cleveland fan, I'd obviously love to disagree with you here, but I see it with Pittsburgh. I've seen it. They've got some unacceptable losses throughout their season. They dropped that one at home to Baltimore on Monday Night Football that would have really buried Baltimore. Baltimore never really recovered anyway. I like Pittsburgh in the NFC North, even if they can't quite catch Cincinnati from the division, and it's really kind of one of those win out and get a lot of help deals for Pittsburgh to potentially win the division at 11-5, since Cincinnati already sits at 10 wins there. But I mean, give it up for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's nothing special about them. They just, they just play winning football. They're going to have to do it this week without Justin Houston, their big playmaking linebacker. But, there's a lot of teams I dismiss. I dismiss Cincinnati. I dismiss whoever wins the South. I have a hard time believing in New England with the taxi squad. I know that, as long as Gronk's healthy and Brady's healthy, you can never bet against the New England Patriots, but I don't know about the Jets in the AFC. So I really think that there's some teams that it's not going to be the team with the best record. It's going to be the team that's playing the best entering the postseason.
You know what? And that's the way it is, man. If you look at all of these tournaments that happen, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the March Madness tournament, it's all about getting hot at the right time, and that's what I've been saying all year long. I've been preaching it. So when people say to me, I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to sports and this and that and blah, 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 truth be told, man, I think a lot of what this is all about is who gets hot, being healthy at the right time, and then obviously playing well and executing and getting a little bit of luck along the way too. So look, it's sports, man, and anything can happen. I mean, guys could go to strip clubs and not play well that night, and then people can talk about how that's no big deal, or that they can do what they want because it's their own time. Or
that's a losing mentality.
You know, I agree.
Putting your social life, you know, going out and hanging with the boys, I'm sure that it's part of the chemistry and the camaraderie, but... you know, at the end of the day, you got to be ready. And, you know, I think that we've seen it in Cleveland with Josh Gordon, Johnny Manziel. These guys put partying above the football team.
Absolutely.
And it shows in the one-loss record.
Absolutely. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. A lot to talk about. We'll be back to wrap it up. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for hanging out with us as he does each and every week, and does a great job for us, to be honest with you. So really appreciate John taking time out. On the horizon, this is what we've got coming, Jeff. In the next hour, we're going to hook up, obviously, with Fred Wallen, who's in Los Angeles, California, and always has an interesting take on sports or politics or whatever's on his mind. But we're going to talk, obviously, a lot of football in the next hour, but interesting movie coming out on Christmas Day that we're going to get to talk to Ryan J. from RyanJMovies.com. RyanJReviews.com. He's a movie critic, a nationally syndicated critic. I'm excited to talk to him. I think this will be the first time you're going to get the chance, Jeff, but really good stuff, and we're going to have him in about 12 minutes or so. So Anything movies, that guy is unbelievable, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was reading up on his site about watching the Star Wars movie in machete order, and that's something I actually gave a try this week. I haven't been to the new one yet, but, you know, movies are good. It's always fun to talk about the dimension and the depth of the characters and the plot lines and everything else that goes on, especially with sports movies.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be right back for hour number two. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.